Greetings, I'm Pastor Abel Canepa. The New Testament reading for today is from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning at the first verse. Paul writes, "Now it is superfluous for me to write to you about the ministry for the saints, for I know your readiness, of which I boast about you to the people in Macedonia, saying in Achaia, has been ready since last year, and your zeal has stirred up most of them. But I am sending the brothers so that our boasting about you may not prove empty in this matter, so that you may be ready, as I have said you would be. Otherwise, if some Macedonians come with me and find you are not ready, we would be humiliated, to say nothing of you for being so confident. So I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to go on ahead to you and arrange in advance for the gift you have promised, so that it may be ready as a willing gift, not as an exaction." The point is this: whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. For one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work, as it is written, "He has distributed freely. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever." He who supplies seed for the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way, to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many thanksgivings to God. By their approval of this service, they will glorify God because of your submission that comes from your confession of the gospel of Christ and the generosity of your contribution for them and for all others. For while they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God upon you, thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. And from Hebrews, in many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these days, these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Let me ask you a question. Who would you say have been among the most generous people in your life? That one person or those people who were there when you needed a gift, so to speak, who sacrificed or provided you with a much-needed resource, their time, their physical energy, much-needed though undeserved grace or unconditional love, or perhaps critical financial resources at just the right time. We could say he, she, or they had my back. You remember them with affection and hopefully with thanksgiving. In today's scripture reading, the Apostle Paul is calling the followers of Jesus in the Greek city of Corinth to be generous regarding a pronounced financial need in the lives of the saints in the Jerusalem church who were experiencing very difficult times. Paul was gathering monies from many of the churches of the New Testament era to present to their brothers and sisters in Christ in Jerusalem. The church in Corinth had made a commitment to just do exactly that, and Paul is sending an advance party to collect it, to have it all ready when he comes. Now, Paul is saying, follow through on your commitment. Failure to do so may well create doubt in the minds of the primarily Jewish members of the Jerusalem church, create doubts in their mind of the unity they have in Christ, perhaps, or of being joined as partners in the Gospels. Now, remember, again, most people in Corinth were Gentiles. Jew and Gentile working together is what Paul is emphasizing, working together in the Lord's kingdom, responding to each other's needs, responding in faith to Jesus' call to follow me together. What a marvelous witness to the fellowship in Jesus Christ that would be witnessed. He goes on to emphasize a great truth, the Spirit-filled truth, verse 6. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will reap bountifully. That's a promise. You probably know that is true in your own life. Withholding grace, love, mercy, forgiveness in a marriage, a family, or a congregation certainly doesn't build the kinds of relationships that the Lord desires. But generosity in those areas, freely giving those, brings much needed and beautiful fruits of the Spirit in our relationships. That was true 2,000 years ago. It is true today. Paul then emphasizes the true and ultimate motivation for generosity. It comes from a heart filled with Jesus, whose generosity is unmistakable and incomprehensible. As Paul asserts in Romans 5, while we were sinners, that is, adversaries, enemies of Jesus, he died for us in his generosity. He who was rich became poor, crushed by the weight of sin on the cross, drained of life, so that we might inherit and receive the gift of heaven, life with the Father, Son, and Spirit forever. Yes, Paul was speaking specifically about financial realities in the lives of the people to whom he was writing, but his promises stretch far beyond the material. He is generous with his promises and his mercy and grace. He is generous in providing all of our earthly needs as long as we need them. He is generous in enriching us with the opportunity for fellowship in the body of Christ and with the eternal privilege of being able to share with others the grace and mercy that is ours in Christ. His generosity fills our hearts with thanksgiving to him who daily forgives our sins through Jesus in his life, death, and resurrection, the ultimate victory that we enjoy forever. So today is a marvelous day to give thanks to the Father for his immense generosity. Also, it is a day to give thanks to the Father for his immense generosity, even as we have received it from others. It is a day that you give thanks to those who have been generous to you, and you might also want to let that person know what their generosity meant to you, if that is possible. So we join with Paul in verse 15, declaring, "Thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift of Jesus. The Lord's peace be with you and your loved ones, united in Christ in baptism and daily. All is well. Amen."